Welcome to Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world, from the Minghui website. Topics include news about the persecution of Falun Gong in China, local events, and special items of interest. Now for this week's stories.
A notice from the Minghui Editorial Board, August 17, 2023. Some people who embedded themselves in the ranks of Falun Dafa practitioners in the early years have been misleading the public and promoting themselves in the name of Falun Gong practitioners. They even publicly attack Master and defame the Minghui website. Yu Chao, a graduate from Tsinghua University, who now lives in the U.S., falls into this category of negative beings. Dafa practitioners who are truly cultivating themselves should stop reading and listening to them and stop giving an audience to the Chinese Communist Party's spies and negative elements that have been manipulated by them all along.
Romania, practitioners of Falun Dafa, also known as Falun Gong, introduced their practice to the public in Bucharest from late July to early August 2023. They set up information booths in popular spots in the city to explain that the practice of Falun Dafa is based on the principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance, that it is now being practiced in over 100 countries, and hundreds of millions of people have benefited from it. These principles are opposite the class struggle advocated by communist ideology. So practitioners in China are targeted for brutal persecution by the Chinese Communist Party, the CCP. Romania was once a communist country, so many people understand the oppressive nature of the CCP. Nicola, 47, lived in Hong Kong for years and believes that the ancient Chinese traditions, such as the culture of improving one's mind and body, like Falun Dafa does, will be helpful to China's revival after the CCP collapses. He said, "Chinese people are a remarkable race. They are hardworking, orderly, and have deep roots with ingrained cultural resilience. Therefore, China will have a great future."
Indonesia. A parade celebrating Indonesia's 78th Independence Day took place in the city of Batam on August 13th. Falun Dafa practitioners joined in the festivities. About 5,000 people in over 50 floats participated in the day-long event. Spectators said they were glad to see the traditional folk costumes of Indonesia, along with floats representing government agencies and various organizations. The Falun Dafa contingent was led by a waist drum team dressed in their traditional gold costumes and was followed by a team of dancing heavenly maidens and practitioners carrying Indonesia's national flag and balloons with Indonesia's national colors of red and white. Many people applauded their music and dancing. Onlookers accepted information about Falun Dafa from practitioners. The event host read greetings from practitioners that said they were happy to be part of Indonesia's 78th Independence Day celebrations, along with other communities, and wished all a happy, peaceful society consistent with the principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance.
Japan. Two events clarifying the truth of the CCP's brutal persecution of Falun Dafa were held in Hiroshima at the City Museum of Art and the Nishi Ward Culture Center from July 25th to August 6th. The events included a poster exhibition called "Stop the CCP's Live Organ Harvesting." A local media outlet called Press Net introduced the poster event by publishing an article entitled "Let's Care About Live Organ Harvesting." The exhibitions were hosted by the SMG network, Stop Medical Genocide, Society for the Study of Organ Transplantation in China, and expose the CCP's live organ harvesting from Falun Dafa practitioners. Many visitors to the poster event commented that it prompted asking themselves the question, if my life or the life of a loved one was in danger, would I buy an organ for transplant? After seeing the poster exhibition, visitors said that their answer was absolutely not, at least not if the organ was obtained by murdering the donor.
Ukraine. Falun Gong practitioners in Ukraine took part in a physical exercise and fitness fair in the city of Dnipro on August 5th. More than 100 participating groups introduced Asian physical exercises and ways of improving health. Practitioners demonstrated the 5 sets of Falun Gong exercises, taught people how to make origami lotus flowers, and presented a dragon dance. Practitioner Marina was happy to witness many Ukrainians learning the Falun Gong exercises. She told a reporter at the event, "I have been practicing Falun Gong for 8 years. It is an important part of my life. I'm here to tell more people about this self-improvement cultivation practice." The local TV station reported on the festivities, and its news report included the practitioner's dragon dance. Its resonant drum beats and beautiful movements were deeply impressive.
Austria. Falun Dafa practitioners from Austria and Germany formed a truth clarification motorcade as part of a 2-day activity promoting Falun Dafa in Vienna, the capital of Austria, on August 5th and 6th. The procession drove through the center of the city, escorted by a police car. Signs attached to the car roof racks displayed the messages, "Falun Dafa is good. The world needs truthfulness, compassion, forbearance, and 5 exercises to improve life." The motorcade drove past the Austrian Parliament Building, State Opera House, Burg Theater, Karl Skirche Church, Nationalmarkt, and the embassy area, including the Chinese embassy twice. From time to time, pedestrians stopped to watch the cars file by. During the event, an appeal was made on behalf of 2 Falun Gong practitioners, Ding Yuande and Ma Rei Mei, who were illegally arrested in China. Their son, Ding Leben, a practitioner living in Berlin, appealed to the CCP to stop persecuting his parents, as well as other Falun Gong practitioners. A petition opposing the practice of live organ harvesting was made available for people to sign.
New York City, USA. Falun Dafa practitioners participated in the annual Raygo Park Street Fair on Saturday, August 12th. Booths and tents were set up on both sides of the street, and a seemingly endless stream of people turned out for the fair. Many people expressed interest in learning to practice Falun Dafa. They also asked for updates on the Chinese Communist Party's persecution of the practice. Some booth visitors left contact information and planned to join Falun Dafa classes, while others learned the exercises during the event. In addition to demonstrating the Falun Dafa exercises, practitioners distributed informational flyers and origami lotus flowers to passersby. Chris is a warehouse manager and called the things that Falun Dafa practitioners go through in China very tragic and unfortunate. He said, "This persecution is too evil." He added that he will pray for it to end immediately. A local bank worker named Fabrice said, "Falun Dafa is very good. It is very quiet and peaceful. Practitioners pursue a higher moral realm. This is wonderful."
The following are selected cases of persecution of practitioners in China. Ms. Mo Yongsha, a retired teacher from Daqing City, Heilongjiang Province, died of torture and severe abuse on July 13th while serving time in Heilongjiang Province Women's Prison for her faith in Falun Gong. She was 75. Miss Mo was arrested in Harbing City in September 2019 and was sentenced to 6 years in prison. While incarcerated, the prison guards often instructed inmates to torture and humiliate her. Because of the ongoing abuse, Miss Mo's health deteriorated and she suffered a mental disorder. After Miss Mo was arrested, officials forbade her family members from visiting her. It was not until April of this year that her two sons found out that she was imprisoned at the Heilongjiang Province Women's Prison. After many requests, her younger son was finally allowed to visit her in the prison hospital in June. Emancipated and pale, Miss Mo was unable to eat, speak, or move around. When her son spoke to her, Miss Mo only shook her head feebly. The family demanded medical parole for her, but was denied by prison officials. After Miss Mo died on July 13th, six guards immediately took her body for cremation. It's not clear whether an agreement was obtained from the family.
Ms. Liu Hufen from Tianjin City had developed tuberculosis and become emaciated by the time she finished serving 5.5 years for practicing Falun Gong. Her health kept declining after she returned home. She needed support when walking. Her lungs and stomach had suffered so much damage that she had trouble digesting even a few sips of porridge. She died in early August at the age of 66. Ms. Liu was last arrested on December 28, 2017. She was one of 37 local practitioners arrested that day. She was brutally tortured in prison and eventually lost her life less than 2 months after she was released.
Mr. Li Chunguo, a 64-year-old retiree in Taiyuan City, Shandong Province, was sentenced to 5.5 years in March 2023 and admitted to prison 3 months later. The same court that convicted him had sentenced his wife to 7 years back in 2021. Mr. Li's wife was arrested while distributing Falun Gong informational materials in a nearby town in 2020. Police raided their home and arrested Mr. Li on the same day. Mr. Li developed severe medical conditions after 2 months of detention and was released on bail around February 2021. He had surgery and moved in with his daughter after he was discharged from the hospital. The police threatened his daughter not to allow him to go out. The young woman locked Mr. Li at home when she went to work. She didn't allow him to study the Falun Gong teachings or contact other local practitioners. In June of 2021, Mr. Li opened a window and climbed down from his daughter's apartment building when she was not home. He then went into hiding. The police put him on a wanted list and captured him in September 2022. Mr. Li was sentenced to 5.5 years in prison and a 15,000 yuan fine. Greece. The documentary, Letter from Masanja, was screened during the Orioi Open Air Film Festival on August 1st. The film was produced by Falun Gong practitioner Sun Yi while he suffered persecution in China for his faith. During his imprisonment in the notorious Masanja forced labor camp, he was forced to make cheap Halloween decorations under extreme duress. He hid approximately 20 letters detailing the atrocities committed at Masanja in the finished packages of decorations. Julie Keith, a woman in Oregon, discovered one of his letters calling out for help, which set off a chain of events that led to attention from international media. Sun Yi used a camera to document the strict surveillance he was under after leaving the labor camp. and to show how the CCP continued to persecute him after he was released. He eventually fled China. Utilizing his hand-drawn pictures, the film uses animation to recreate how he was made to do forced labor, how he was tortured, and how he managed to write and conceal his letters for help while he was in the labor camp. After the screening, a Falun Gong practitioner named Alia explained to the audience what Falun Gong is and how the CCP persecutes the practice in China. One man asked, "When prisoners are tortured, what must they do before they can be released?" Alia replied, "They are forced to say that Falun Gong is not good and that they will give up practicing. In fact, Falun Gong practitioners benefit physically and mentally by practicing Falun Gong, and it benefits their families, jobs, and society. Because of that, many practitioners would rather be tortured than say something that goes against their conscience." A woman asked, "What in the digital age could the Chinese do to end the CCP's totalitarian rule and have more freedom?" Alia said that Falun Gong practitioners never use violence and all activities are peaceful. Chinese Falun Gong practitioners are like Sun Yi. They risk their lives to print leaflets and other materials to distribute to tell people how wonderful Falun Gong is and the facts about the CCP's persecution. At the same time, Falun Gong practitioners outside of China use peaceful means such as art shows, films, television, and live performances to spread the facts and undo the damage done by the CCP's propaganda. An audience member commented, "China's information blockade is strict, so what you have done is not easy. Bless you." Alia added that all the media in China is controlled by the CCP, and people cannot freely use Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Google, etc. It is very difficult to obtain true information. If someone posts something on the internet that the CCP doesn't like, it will be deleted within minutes. A man in the audience asked, "Why don't the people resist?" Alia cited the Tiananmen Square self-immolation incident as an example to explain the CCP's brutal methods of brainwashing and suppressing its people. Ordinary people either dare not resist or are brainwashed into believing the CCP's propaganda. Alia also told the audience that some people in China do resist. Over the past 24 years, Falun Gong practitioners in China have continued to peacefully appeal, never stopping, just like the scenes in Letter from Ma Sanjia. In addition, there are many other persecuted ethnicities and groups in China that are also protesting in different ways.
Latvia. Falun Dafa practitioners participated in festivities in the city of Ventspils from August 4th to August 6th. The events were attended by people from all over the country. On August 5th, practitioners were joined by the city's companies, institutions, work collectives, and groups of like-minded people in the Ventspils City Festival Parade. They were applauded by the audience along the entire parade route. After the parade, practitioners told people that Falun Dafa is a self-improvement practice suitable for the modern lifestyle, that practitioners follow the principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance, and that the practice provides an opportunity for gaining inner peace and coming into harmony with the surrounding world. Anyone can practice Falun Dafa regardless of age, nationality, culture, and social status. Currently, millions of people in more than 100 countries are practicing Dafa. Event attendees were provided an opportunity to learn Falun Dafa exercises. A workshop making origami lotus flowers presented by practitioners was especially attractive to children. Many people were interested in the teachings of Falun Dafa and asked for the location of the group practice site. A medical doctor listened attentively to the practitioner's story about the practice and the CCP's cruel persecution of the practitioners in China. He wanted to learn more about how practicing Falun Dafa helps to improve health. he picked up tooth clarification brochures in different languages in order to discover additional information about the repression taking place in China. He wanted to tell others about it. A practitioner shared with two women about Falun Dafa and discussed the exercises being demonstrated. One of the women said that she had been trying to follow the principles of virtue in her life for about 12 years. After a long conversation with the practitioner, she bought Master Li Hongzhi's book, Zhuan Falun, the main text of Falun Dafa, and said that she wanted to cultivate. The pair sincerely thanked the practitioners and said that they were happy to learn about such a wonderful self-cultivation method.
Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.